Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're getting Lou Rockwell on for about 30, 40 minutes after the break. And I've intended to open the phones up and take your calls. There is so much incredibly crazy news out there that I need to go over. And we're going to be breaking it down coming up with Lou Rockwell. But we have a little tidbits of news like this. Group forces congressional hearing on Big Sis Twitter drudge spying. And sure enough, through FOIA request, they're spying on the Drudge Report on Twitter. Have we searched the 300 pages of documents to see if they're spying on Infowars.com? We ought to click on that link and see if, because I know they did some FOIA stuff and Infowars and Alex Jones were being spied on earlier last year in another report that came out, which is an extreme badge of honor. But I'm a little bit jealous right now of Drudge in this article being spied on by Big Sis, but I guess it is the news trendsetter. And they say in here that they're tracking criticism of government that affects their ability to keep us safe. See, criticizing them, remember Dick Cheney on Meet the Press years ago, he said, if you have an investigation of 9/11, I saw this on TV live in a hotel room, and it made the news after that, then investigating 9/11 will cause a nuke to go off. Al-Qaeda will then nuke us. It's like, Gingrich said yesterday, I saw it on MSNBC, I saw the article, that we're going to be nuked. Iran has a nuke and is going to nuke America. They don't have missiles or delivery systems or even have a nuke, but they're going to nuke us. So, and Iraq was going to nuke us too. So, group forces congressional hearing on Big Sis Twitter drudge spying. Homeland Security is monitoring the web for anti-government sentiment and signs of social unrest. A privacy advocacy group has swayed Congress to hold a hearing next week in the Department of Homeland Security's practice of monitoring social networks such as Twitter, Facebook, and Drudge, as well as, again, media organizations, including Drudge Report. The Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, recently obtained close to 300 pages of documents as a result of the Freedom Information Act lawsuit detailing the federal agency's intelligence gathering practices on the web. Among the documents were guidelines from DHS instructing outside contractors to monitor the web for media reports and comments that reflect adversely on the agency or the federal government, the federal family. And our mommy is Janet Napolitano, and her mommy was Janet Reno. And then she had Rachel Maddow and Judge Jean Mayer here in Austin. And I think it's like a clone, though. It's just like, you know, one clone has a little gray patch and the other. I think I'm told they all were actually bred in the womb of the pod person, Janet Reno. I mean, why do we have to be ruled by weird madams, women called madams who creep around? And, of course, the new Supreme Court justice looks just like Napolitano. I'm starting to think this is actually a secret government cloning program. And, of course, you know, clones a lot of times have problems. A lot of the sheep that are clones kind of look deformed and ugly. And, okay, see, I'm being sarcastic and being mean. I shouldn't be mean to a jackboot thug who has TSA grabbing children's genitals to train them to be victims of pedophilia. I mean, I should cower in fear of her. She might do something to me. She might get me. Oh, I'm so scared. No, I'm scared of being scared. I'm not scared of you, maggot. In fact, I'm now dubbing her Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. Not Mr. Napolitano. Not Mr. Janet Napolitano. That's, no. Janet, she's not a mister. She's not a miss. She's a dung beetle. She's a giant, dark crystal, Skeksis-serving dung beetle. That's what she is. She's a New World Order dung beetle. So I now dub her Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. I remember her on the news show saying, I don't like Drudge making fun of me and calling me a troll. He never calls you a troll. But we are going to now dub you Janet. You know there's going to be graphics of this made now. And animations. Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. And the other dung beetles like her. All right. I'm serious, man. You maggot dung beetle. Running all your black ops and drug dealing and narcotics trafficking and everything else, it made me sick.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the rest of the hour, we are joined by the one, the only, Lou Rockwell. He heads up LouRockwell.com. He heads up the Von Mies Institute as well. And he is the former chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul and so much more. In fact, he founded the Ludwig von Mies Institute with the Austrian School of Economics to enshrine and promote that sensible information versus the Keynesian voodoo baloney that's maneuvered us into the crony monopolistic fraud system that they now are blaming capitalism for. I always love how they ignore the Constitution and, like oxygen leaving the room, our prosperity leaves. And then now the media, New York Times and others, are blaming the Constitution for our problems. And the parrots are parroting that. And then when they go away from free market capitalism into crony mafia government, basically, kleptocracy, they then blame capitalism for it and openly say, have a managed economy with technocrats, mega bankers running things. Ban Ki-moon has called for world government again and world taxes. Associated Press, Reuters, Desert News, and MSNBC is out attacking Ron Paul today. I read the article last hour, part of it. Gary Franchi is joining us at the start of the next hour, saying we're all insane. Ron Paul, myself, we talk about a global government. Well, I've played for you, and it's in the film I produced, Invisible Empire, more than, I was being conservative, several hundred clips of world leaders in the last decade calling for world government, global governance, and one quote saying it means the state is God, and that's a good thing. The head of the UN, the head of the EU, the last British prime minister, presidents, all of them, all the documents, but it doesn't exist because they said so. So we have a corporate world government hijacking, annihilating, and a corporate takeover, all free market, all independence, using our money to destroy us, to pay for 30,000 drones, half of the $63 billion in the four-year FAA funding that just passed. This is Associated Press. I showed it to you last hour. If you're watching on PresentPlanet.tv, or just type in Bill Clear's path for 30,000 surveillance drones over U.S. in the next 10 years. And they say the feds are now going to give you traffic reports with them, and they're going to have some that are weaponized. And 2 weeks ago in North Dakota, they thought some people might have stole some cows, so the Air Force helped local police track the people with the drones, the Predator drone. This is amazing. So Lou Rockwell's going to join us on all of that. Big Sis, we now learn, is spying on people for their political views. If it, quote, where's the exact quote here? There's just so much I want to cover here in the time we have with Lou Rockwell. If it is critical of the federal government or reflect adversely on an agency or federal government, you're being put in a file, and they want you to know that. Meanwhile, Politico's reporting Ron Paul could cause a caucus delegate battle. And now with Santorum winning some, Paul winning some, or second place, the heir apparent, the other little globalist, Mr. Carbon Tax, Mr. Abortion, Mr. Open Border, Mr. Bain Capital, who they just hired the former head of to work for Obama, you know, two peas in a pod, Mr. Mittens Romney, the globalist. This is a three-way race, and there's huge evidence of fraud. I know Lou likes to, probably not even cover that too much, because even though it's been admitted in Iowa and admitted in other places, the media uses it to say we're bad sports. Well, no, we're not bad sports. We're watching a Don King match, and you know it's a rigged boxing match. I mean, it's going on. So I want to talk Ron Paul first here. Regardless, as you know, Lou, he's winning by getting the word out about liberty and building a platform for liberty into the future. And despite them saying he can't win with that mantra, he's doubled in almost every state or more the votes he got last time. But overall, what's your view of what's happening in this campaign right now?
Well, I thought one thing that happened very recently that maybe is a symbol of other things is what happened at CPAC. CPAC is an annual gathering of all the corrupt Beltway Republican elites and consultants and the whole gang there of the ruling aspects of the Republican Party. But they also allow young people to come, and they have politicians speak. In the last 2 years, each year they have a presidential straw poll. In the last 2 years, Ron Paul has won that straw poll overwhelmingly because of the young people he attracts to come to that meeting, because he's going to speak there. And because, as always, in something that I've never seen in my whole lifetime duplicated, he attracts young people in the most amazing way, educates them, and of course they lay down in front of the railroad car for him, and they go to these meetings and they've elected him in these straw polls. Well, this CPAC very openly, the Cardenas, the head of it, and the other people associated with it, say they don't want this to happen again. So they're changing their voting system from a paper ballot to electronic voting. So my guess is Ron's not going to win the straw poll at CPAC this year. In fact, he's not going to be there speaking. He's going to be campaigning in Maine. And the campaign, I think, very correctly decided that they did not want to put any energy and effort into CPAC this time. But they want to prevent him from winning, and I guess they're going to prevent him from winning, even though he'll get the number of votes. There are going to be a lot of young people there. But, you know, how can you trust these people? I always think the same is true about any election. And you mentioned Nevada, Iowa, and other places that we are right to be suspicious of. But here we have a group of people, politicians, who are happy, let's just take one example, happy and anxious to kill a million people in Iraq, start a war against a country that never did anything to us, to engage in immense property destruction, the death of a million people, the ethnic cleansing of many more millions, the destruction of the Christian communities in Iraq that have existed unmolested since the time of Christ, now are wiped out. So the people are we supposed to think that the people who have no trouble doing that, or bailing out the banks, or, you know, a million and one other crimes, are we supposed to think that they actually protection. So it's not proof that they're doing it, of course, but let's not kid ourselves that these people are somehow morally above stealing an election where they're happy to start a war, happy to take engage in this vast program of redistribution where they take money from the productive and give it to the unproductive and so forth. All the rest of the things that politicians do. So,
well, look at Fast and Furious.
Daily.
Sure. I mean, look at Fast and Furious, caught shipping guns into Mexico. We say it's to blame the Second Amendment. And then the memo comes out, CBS News, to blame the Second Amendment. That's a false flag. But let me raise this point. NBC has the headline that Israel works with terror group, and then you read it's an al-Qaeda group, to kill scientists in Iran. Well, Bush was doing that as well. And now they've given al-Qaeda control of Libya. Even LA Times admits they're putting al-Qaeda groups in via NATO into Syria. So how can they freak out when people point out that our own government is even working with these groups out of Saudi Arabia? I mean, this is in the news now that they're this evil.
Well, al-Qaeda, we always have to remember, and I'm not myself sure what that is. It's certainly an ideological tendency. Maybe it's more than that, but to the extent that it's an organized group, it was founded and funded by the U.S. government in the war against the Russians in Afghanistan. This is where Osama bin Laden came into it, and all these similar people were being funded through Pakistan and directly by the CIA to fight the Russians. And then one of the things the U.S. did in order to fight the Russians was gather every what they would now refer to as Islamic extremist into that battle to go into Afghanistan, and eventually, of course, they did toss out the Russians. So this whole group has had CIA connections from the very beginning, and they're being put into Libya. They're putting U.S. wants, like any empire, the Romans had the rule divide et impera, divide and conquer, divide and rule, divide and dominate. And so that's the way empires work. So they want to cause trouble because the more, if people are peaceful and happy, there's no room to make trouble. So they want unrest. They want war. They want destruction because it enables them to take power and enrich themselves and all the rest of the things that empires do. So, yeah, this is they're getting rid of one way to look at what's happening to Syria and the same thing in Iraq. They're getting rid of the last secular Arab, the last non-Islamicist Arab regime in the world in Syria. Now, I'm no fan of Assad, but on the other hand, as I think we can see from Iraq, things can get worse. And so I know that the al-Qaeda groups, the Islamist groups that are coming to power via the U.S. and NATO in Syria want to ethnically cleanse all the Christians out of Syria. Again, this is a country that's had the ancient Christian communities that go back to the time of Christ. They want to get them out. Maybe they'll murder them, too, but they certainly want to throw them out of their homes and push them out of the country. The same with the minority Alawites, which is a Muslim sect that the other Muslims think of as heretical. That's what Assad belongs to. So they want to kill them. That's what they're saying. They're going to put them up against the wall and shoot them. The Christians, they're only going to ethnically cleanse them. Thanks a lot. So this is being promoted by the U.S. government. Hillary Clinton, the warlordess, and so forth, calling on more destruction. The so-called Syrian Free Army is entirely a creation of the U.S. And again, this is a dictatorship.
And now it's escalating.
This is a bad government, I'll agree, but they're going to make it worse, just as in Libya.
Well, exactly. And then Newsweek comes out and says there's a war on Christians, and everywhere they show, it's Western proxy groups that are killing the Christians. And you watch when the jihadis kill the Christians, they're going to spin that and say, we got to have more wars. The Muslims are killing the Christians. All because the general public isn't paying attention. And they say, TSA's got to grope your wife and take your baby's diaper off and give you a genital exam because of al-Qaeda. And you're like, but you're running al-Qaeda. It's just amazing.
Well, this is the way of empires. I mean, pretty much, I think we can always assume in the old British formulation that you shouldn't believe anything from the government until it's officially denied.
Yes.
I mean, you can't really believe anything the government says. And especially when you get into intelligence areas and military areas, these people are professional liars. I mean, that's their job, to lie, to kill, to steal, and so forth. That's their thing in life. So sometimes people from the government tell the truth. We have this lieutenant colonel with this impressive new article on Afghanistan out in the Armed Forces Journal. So it happens. But
I tell you what, stay there, Lou, former Ron Paul chief of staff, head of the Von Meese Institute. Lou Rockwell's our guest. We'll be right back and talk more about the Ron Paul campaign. Then we'll get into drones and your phone calls. I'll give the number out when we come back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have 2 law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
All right. Want to talk to Lou Rockwell about Ron Paul or other issues? He is quite the brain. Pretty much a Ron Paul clone, and that's a compliment. Or maybe Ron Paul's a Lou Rockwell clone. Doesn't matter, does it? We're of the same mind. Liberty and more of it, and still more. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Well, Lou, if there was ever a seal of approval that Ron Paul was the good guy, it's the demonization, the attacks, the whole political system lining up against him, the trendies, in Hollywood coming out against him, but then so many other endorsements across the political spectrum. It shows that liberty's rising. But you know, you say not 100% proof of fraud. I mean, look, he doubled or more in every other caucus what he got 4 years ago, except Nevada. We've shown the graphs, exact results he got 4 years ago. That's just them being too lazy to fix the machines. Exit polls not showing the same thing. They said the Iowa caucuses are going to be thrown out, but don't say what that means. They admitted that they would drive the ballots in precincts where Paul was winning and then never report them. I mean, there is evidence of fraud. It's just that, yeah, if Ron Paul starts talking about it, then I guess he has to keep moving forward. But why do you think Paul hasn't talked more about this?
Well, my guess is, first of all, of course, he's concentrating on the campaign. He's working very hard in Maine right now, where things are looking very, very good. But he would have to have proof. I'm sure he feels that he has to deal with it within the system as it is. And if he felt he had proof, he would talk about it. But he doesn't feel he has proof, so therefore he doesn't talk about it. And again, he wants to always concentrate on the key issues. He wants to talk about the cause of peace. He wants to talk about the Federal Reserve. He wants to talk about our civil liberties. He wants to talk about government deficits and spending and all the various crimes that are going on. And that's what he knows about. That's what he wants to talk about. And he always takes the high road. This guy always, unlike anybody else in politics, he always takes the high road. So it's just not, this is for other people to discuss. Ron is talking about the issues that matter not only to our country, but to the whole world, because this is a worldwide phenomenon of the increase of dictatorship and of corporatism, of a fascist economic system, and all the other horrible things. Of course, the wars, all the dead, the people maimed, and the diseases and starvation that are being promoted by the U.S. These are what they call sanctions. So that's what he's up there. I don't speak for Ron in any sense, but just my supposition that this is why he wants to take the, this is what he's always done his whole life. He takes the high road.
Well, and sure, there's not 100% smoking gun. We just know there's fraud and chicanery going on, but that shouldn't keep people from getting out there and supporting him because he still has a chance to win. I mean, he's coming in second place, third place, first place. When he does, they don't give it any attention, but he's getting a lot of delegates. And even Politico, I was reading today, is saying this could get contested now because, you know, nobody's going to really have a majority of the delegates. And a lot of people are going and becoming delegates. So what could happen in the convention?
Well, first of all, it's possible to win the nomination without ever having won a primary.
Yes.
So he can accumulate. He is accumulating delegates. And there's all kinds of people I've talked to in these recent elections, Ron Paul people who were elected as delegates. So they may have to vote for whoever wins, you know, Santorum or whatever on the first ballot, although there's even a question about that. But in a contested convention, then they're free at some point. Maybe it's after the first ballot. Sometimes it's after the second ballot. They're free to vote their conscience. And, of course, that's Ron Paul. So it is absolutely important to work for him, to vote for him, to help him out, to donate to his cause, because this is the cause of liberty. This is the cause of our future. This is the cause of if we care about the life that our kids and our grandkids and our future descendants are going to have. We don't want to be living in some kind of fascist wasteland. We better support Ron Paul. And they can't steal everything. They only steal on the margin. Absolutely. Even though we think the system is potentially entirely crooked or partially crooked, he still is having an effect. The crowds he's drawing, and everywhere he goes, whether it's Minnesota or Maine or Colorado or whatever, he draws vast crowds. And Gingrich, by the way, draws nobody, even though he's allegedly getting so much.
Well, that's the thing. As I see Ron Paul stickers all over the country, he's got all these celebrity endorsements, congressional endorsements, incredible support. Sometimes he has 20,000 people, 10,000 routinely. Small crowds are 6,000. And Gingrich literally shows up, and one person's there, and it turns out they're paid. 93%, as the news reported, of his Twitters are fake. It's the same thing with Romney. I mean, this is obviously it's a fraud. But again, I want to come back and get more into what you think we can do to get Ron Paul in there. I want to hit some other news items, get your view on where this world's going, and take phone calls with Lou Rockwell and ask him where he sees the economy going. He's really an expert in economics more than anything, founding the Ludwig Mies Institute. So that's all coming up, but we are definitely seeing a huge awakening. In fact, I want to ask him about that on the other side, because people are getting angry. I'm getting angrier, and we're not mincing words.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war. And we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1732.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1775.72, $887.86 for a half ounce, or $443.93 for a quarter ounce. That's $1775.72, $887.86, and $443.93.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rockwell's our guest till the end of the hour. And then I've got an internal military source at a FEMA camp training base, which the Wall Street Journal admits they've built emergency centers, and the Army Times admits they're training for civilian inmate labor camp guards. And I have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, but it's a conspiracy theory, even though I've been to the urban warfare drills and showed the military training to put Americans in camps. Just last year, we sent the crew to Chicago, and it showed local police with troops, with role players. They got the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts to be part of it, being handcuffed and taken into to the sports stadium. Oh, man, the system just counts on us being ignorant. I want to get into the economy more on Ron Paul, Lou Rockwell, but, I mean, you really are a intellect historically. You understand history. You've got a very interesting, you know, perspective on things that I respect and value. But I'm really starting to get freaked out. It's one thing to know all this tyranny's coming, to see it repeat itself in history, to have Homeland Security admit that they want to set up a tyranny, to have all these flyers I just showed listeners and viewers that the FBI has on their site saying if somebody pays with cash, get their license number and report them. If somebody's in an internet cafe using an internet proxy, call the police on them. I mean, it's clearly to make everybody a suspect. And now I was reading, even in the New York Times, $63 billion for the FAA over the next 4 years. They've passed the legislation, and it says half the money is for a fleet of drones, including Reapers and Predators that are armed. I mean, this is in the news, and then it's like I'm waking up in the Twilight Zone. I'm watching Fox News, a clip on YouTube, and they've got a hovercraft unmanned thing that fires tasers at people. I mean, what more? It's just, and then the Russians are putting Spetsnaz into Syria. The Iranians are sending in their people. Hillary says it's war. They just blew up Libya and admit they've killed like 40,000 people. They're lining them up. They're torturing the French ambassador. They've run Al-Qaeda flags up. I mean, ruling elites we know go crazy. From studying this, do you think we've reached a Nero or Caligula or Hitler invading Russia moment where the Anglo-American banking cartel has just gone completely bonkers? Because, I mean, they already started a war with Russia on 888 and backed off. It just, I'm freaked out. I know I'm ranting, sir. What do you say to that?
Well, I think I share your concern. I think there's no question that the neoconservatives, especially, have got a crazy gene, and they think that they can just start any war, and it'll only have the effects that they hope it'll have, and not, you know, spread. So, are they wanting to start it with, you know, is Obama and Hillary, and of course, these people are just really sticky faces on the lapel of the oligarchy. They're not really running things, but they're the spokespeople. They want a regional war. They want destruction. It enables government always loves war because it suppresses internal dissent and it makes taxation easier. And if you're questioning the government, you're unpatriotic and all the rest of it. But it is alarming, and I've, like you, Alex, I've fought against this stuff all my life, and I've worried about it and tried to do what I could against it. But the speed of it since 9/11 is really quite extraordinary, the speed of it, the increasing fascism. That's where we live in. Roosevelt was our first fascist president. So we've had a mild fascism by other country standards, but now it's becoming a tough fascism. And in terms of our civil liberties, in terms of, you know, openly admitting that they have the military arrest you and put you in a secret camp and make the arrest secret, have a secret trial, secret torture, and secret death penalty. And this is what the government admits. They admit to this. You know, we don't know what they're doing that they don't admit to.
Listen, I was talking to a guy who's given us good info in the past last night. He's coming on the last 30 minutes today at a military base in Missouri. And the guy started crying on the phone. And, of course, he can't say everything on air because it'll give away who he is. But he says, and we've got photos of this, it's double barbed wire on the base with barbed wire around each little building. And he was telling me inside of these buildings, they are actual torture centers. I mean, this country is in deep trouble. But look, people say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. I've got congressmen and senators saying, we'll torture Americans. We want you to be scared. You ask for a lawyer. We say, shut up. You don't get a lawyer. And saying they'll kill citizens. I mean, so it's not even debatable. It's just that to talk to military people and others who are on this base and others, and they're like, no, these are actual interrogation torture rooms. I mean, it's just a lawless criminal government, Lou.
Well, I think as Murray Rothbard said, the state is simply a gang of thieves writ large. So there really is nothing beyond the government. These people, again, they kill, they steal, they lie as their normal MO. So although because nothing is beyond them, it doesn't mean they're doing everything. But if they're not doing something evil, either they haven't thought of it or they don't think it's in their interest. But the U.S. government, and any government, is never going to say, oh, gee, I can't do that because it's immoral.
Well, here's an example. London Guardian yesterday.
Consideration for them.
Sure, London Guardian yesterday. They found a bunch of new black torture sites, secret sites in Europe and in Iraq. I mean, they've got black sites everywhere. And they've got rendition centers and U.S. aircraft flying folks out. That's admitted.
Well, yeah, and of course, I mean, there are people associated with National Review, for example, back in the 1950s were advocating torture. And this has always been a part of the sort of the conservative movement and of the people who want a unitary executive. They're all pro-torture. They like torture. And this is, of course, moving down into the – there's always been a little bit of this in the local police, but now it's much more overwhelming at all levels, state police, local police, all these other armed agencies that exist at all levels of the government. And then the drones. I saw an alarming YouTube recently, a little tiny drones that are able to fly in formation. And, of course, these things can be blown up, too. So they're capable of killing, but they're spy drones. And they're little tiny things smaller than a hummingbird.
But here's an example of the Twilight Zone nature. Remember, 5 years ago in D.C., activists said there were little bitty fake dragonflies flying around us. And the news was these are crazy people. And then 1 year later, the very same Washington Post came out and said, oh, they were right. The DARPA was testing surveillance dragonflies. And they've got fake hummingbirds, Lou. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, again, there's nothing beyond them, and you know, their desire. Every government would love to be a totalitarian state, and we're moving very quickly into that towards that. They all have that ambition. The U.S. government would like to control every dime you've got, every dime you spend, everything about your children, your home, your community, your church, your business, everything. They want total control. And they want they don't want anything standing between the naked individual and the state. That's why they hate states' rights. It's why they hate churches. It's why they hate businesses, charities, anything that might the people might be loyal to. They hate families. They don't want any people being loyal to anything except the federal government and its subsidiaries and the state and the local government. You mentioned this. They hate God. The state has always been envious of God. They like to return to the days of the Pharaoh, where the government was God. That's their ideal. But when they can't get away with that. But they hate religion. They hate the worship of the state religion. So these
and that's their
really
Gaia.
Their
that's
monsters.
the whole Gaia global government thing they're setting up. Well, okay. Let me raise this before we get into economy and then some calls. I think it's really backfiring on them, though, the government health care, the NDAA, the open admissions of wanting to censor people, all these different White House advisors, not just Cass Sunstein, but others are saying. I saw an article 2 weeks ago where they're like, ban blogs that criticize electric cars because those are failing. I mean, they're so naked and brazen in their tyranny and in their wanton attempt to dominate us, but it's backfiring. I think they took Americans' decadence and laziness on average as a sign of cowardice, and I think it's the opposite. We've had it so good because liberty produced so much, we got lazy. But I'm telling you, the sleeping giant is waking up right now, and I saw a video out of Houston where the cops go to a First Amendment rally of some in the fetters, who I know, I've been down there to speak with them, cock a shotgun, and the people start howling and saying, you coward, you scum, and the cops all get scared and back off. They don't get it. When they start pulling shotguns out, we're not scared anymore, just like we weren't scared of redcoats, Lou. I don't think they understand. It's not that we were scared of them. We were just lazy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, there are a number of reasons to be optimistic. You know, we mentioned the Ron Paul campaign, but also the fact that more and more young people are waking up. More and more Americans are waking up, and you know this does represent evil, and also from an economic standpoint, the U.S. government is the biggest bureaucracy ever to exist in the history of the world by many magnitudes. And one of the things we know about bureaucracy is because it's unbelievably inefficient, unbelievably screwed up. And you know, you just have to look at things like, for example, all the monuments the government builds to itself. It can't even build a good-looking monument anymore. They couldn't look at what happened in Katrina. They are able to kill a lot of people, but that's about it. That's about the only thing the government can do. They mess up everything else. So this is stirring opposition. There is far more knowledgeable opposition today to what they're doing to the economy, civil liberties, the war, and so forth. For the first time, there's been created, you know, a non-left-wing anti-war movement in this country, thanks to Ron Paul, the first that's existed in decades. They fear this. They hate it. They want to suppress it, but, you know, thanks to the Internet and, you know, people like you, the information gets out. So I think there's much, you know, I think the government is much weaker than it looks. It looks to be an impregnable fortress with all these weapons and so forth, but they're not. They're a small minority. We are the majority.
I totally agree.
And they depend on our consent. And if we don't give them our consent, then they fall. And so that's what they're afraid of, and that's the weapon we have to use. It's a peaceful weapon. We can't, you know, killing people is the government's way. That's not our way. But if we withdraw our consent, if we tell the truth about them, they can be brought down. They're actually in a weak position all over the world. And also, as we talked about earlier, they're also crazy. So, yeah, just like Ceausescu or any of these people who have been in power for so many years, it warps their brains. It warps them morally, too, but it warps their intelligence. It warps everything about them. And they become less and less effective as dictators.
They get delusional. It's like any.
They are delusional.
It's like a first generation wealthy person who made their money is on target. The next generation starts getting spoiled and decadent. Third generation, total spoiled brats, not living in reality. And 30,000 drones, robots, that's not going to protect them. They're attempting to pile on all this garbage in an attempt to intimidate us. Well, I mean, take this thing where they're going into churches and saying, Obama, you're going to hire people who you don't agree with religiously and attacking the right of free association, the First Amendment, the heart of it, and saying you're going to sell morning after pills in your vending machines. That was in the news. And you're going to, you know, pay for people's contraception. I mean, that is 100% against the First Amendment, and they know it. And it's what all the revolutions in Europe were about.
Well, they always want to. They want to tame the church. They want to tame religion. They want to make it heal and do their bidding. So just like that's one of the terrible things when Bush started his plan of funding so-called faith-based initiatives, funding religious groups. Terrible, a terrible thing because of course they do that in order to control them, not to help anybody out. Government is, by the way, never a charitable organization. They don't, when they give out welfare or when they give out subsidies or whatever, it's not because they want to help people. They want to control and, of course, enrich their buddies and enrich themselves. So this latest religious thing, as you can see, of course, has brought about a huge backlash. Rightly so. It's not just contraception. It's also, as you mentioned, abortive fashions and also sterilization operations. And it's forcing, and they're trying to make this crazy distinction between a church and a church hospital or a church-run university, but these are all religious institutions, and they're none of the government's business. And religion is far more powerful than the government, by the way. So my guess is Obama's going to be forced to back down, but I hope that this attempt, this bald attempt to take over the church and make it do the government's bidding.
Let me ask you a question. It's going to backfire.
Great effect.
Yeah, I agree with you. And we're going to go to calls and then get into the economy a little bit. I wish I could have you for 10 hours here, but I know you got to go soon. But I want to get some of these calls. Clearly, you know, they're putting Muslim extremists in that are killing Christians, and then they're attacking Christianity here in the United States more than any other religion. Why does the system worldwide, from communist Chinese to the Soviets to here, why is it Christians in particular that the system is so scared of? Real Christianity, not this Christianoid New World Order thing they've got going now.
Well, because we believe in separation of church and state, and we think that the state has no business controlling the church. The church should be an independent realm, and it's none of the government's business, just like the family and business and so many other things. Christians are the only ones who believe in separation of church and state. No other religion believes in that. So that's why, because we think that we're not a subsidiary of the state, we're not an ally of the state. We have our own far more important loyalties than to the boobs in Washington and the criminals in Washington. And that's why they hate Christianity, because we don't believe that there ought to be union of church and state.
Now, by the way here, Lou, I guarantee we've got listeners out there on over 100 AM and FM stations that are going, what do you mean? It's the liberals, it's the globalists that was talking about church and state. No, they've inverted that. And you're a historian and actually not an idiot, so you know this. But a lot of new listeners are like, what? Separation of church and state, that's that bad thing Obama uses. No. It's that the government has no right in the jurisdiction of religion. Separation of church and state means the government isn't in your business. But they've inverted it to say separation of church and state means the government is in the church. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Of course, they always turn everything around and they're always lying, right? So just separation of church and state. I'll admit that phrase can sometimes have unfortunate resonances for some people. But exactly right. What it means is the government has nothing to say about the church. The church is an independent realm, and again, like businesses and families and communities ought to be independent of the state too, but especially the church, and that's what that means. And whenever you have any kind of union between, as is true, say, in Islamic societies, there's no the state is and the religion are entirely in league. That's true in other religions too, and I'm not attacking those other religions. I'm just saying this is something about Christianity that that there are things that belong to God and are none of Caesar's business. This is what separation of church and state means. So the state stays out of the church of the state. States like the devil, so you don't want the devil involved in the church's business.
Well, you're right, and again, the deceptions are so ridiculous and so obvious once you're aware of them. We have a new article out that just came out on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com by Steve Watson. Paul campaign, we're winning the battle for delegates. GOP strategist predicts Ron Paul will be on the Republican ticket, and that's why the system is freaking out now. Coming after Ron Paul because he's going for a strategy for delegates, and Ron Paul has got a statement out saying we are on track. And Ron Paul doesn't put perfume on a pig, folks. If he says that, he believes they're on track to be able to force their way into the nomination, and the system is freaking out. You know, we got to pray for Ron Paul too. He won't really talk about it on air. One time he said, "Well, undoubtedly there's a physical danger," but I'm telling you, if he starts to really win. Man, I tell you, they could really try something on him physical. Do you ever worry about that, Lou?
Well, sure I do, but I think that we do need to pray for him, and he's got good security, but absolutely we should pray for his victory as well as his well-being and his continued good health. And by the way, I'd love to see that bicycle race he talked about, having a bicycle race with his other candidates, because he's an athlete and he could beat them all, Romney and Santorum and Gingrich, of course, but the rest of them too.
Well, we have to just realize the reason I raised that, the type of arena that Ron Paul has stepped into. You know, we asked him to do this, we demanded him to do this, and then people say, well, his suit's too big, or I wish he was younger, or he should have said this. Folks, you're not in the arena. Ron Paul is running a race that I couldn't run as a young man. Okay, so you haven't been there. He's in the arena. He's doing an incredible job. And, you know, if he doesn't end up winning, folks, I don't want to hear a bunch of whining. Okay, we've had incredible victories. Don't let yourself tell yourself that we're not winning when we are.
Well, you know, also there have been times in history when there have been a revolutionary moments when young people are galvanized by a wise elder, by a mentor. And we see this kind of connection between Ron Paul and young people. This is revolutionary. And I think the Ron Paul movement is unstoppable, ultimately unstoppable. I don't know what's going to happen in terms of politics, but intellectually, in terms of a social movement, this is the future. So
that's right.
Absolutely, we need to back him, tribute to him. To tell our friends about him, read. Actually, the best thing you can do for Ron Paul and for yourself.
And don't feel like we're defeated if he doesn't win. Because, again, look at him getting 100, 200% more support 4 years later. The idea is growing. That's what is so dynamic. And that's why I've got sources inside Bilderberg. Since 2006, they've been scared of Ron Paul. Scared of the youth. Scared of the movement. Scared of the challenge of their two-party dictatorship. Let's go to Matt in Minnesota. You're on the air with Lou Rockwell. Go ahead.
Hey, Lou. I'm a over-the-road truck driver, and I've been noticed they got that transportation bill. They want to put more freight on the railways, and Jones was talking about the FEMA camps, and everything's going to be on the trains and located near the FEMA camps and all that. And then I just wanted to see what the outcome on that would be if the...
Well, let me raise this to Lou. Lou, what do you make of it right out of Atlas Shrugged, where Obama shuts down the oil pipeline out of Canada, and Bloomberg reported so that his buddy, Warren Buffett, could make billions of dollars out of shipping the oil to the West Coast, to ships, to China. I mean, that's right out of Atlas Shrugged.
No, it's good. And it's typical, right? I mean, anytime when I had the privilege of working for Ron in Washington, one of the things that struck me, and I'd known this intellectually before, but it hit me in the face to be there on Capitol Hill. Every time the government does anything, somebody's making a lot of money out of it. everything they do, no matter what they claim, they're helping the poor or, you know, preventing terrorism or whatever, people are making vast dough out of it. That's why there's a government, so people can rip the rest of us off. And so, yeah, this is typical. It's not just began with Obama, of course. But, yeah, he's enriching his pal and his railroads by closing down the pipeline. That's right. So
unbelievable.
Buffett stands to make many, many billions of dollars by that decision.
I mean, this is sabotage of our economy. It's incredible. And the company that spent hundreds of millions of dollars building it, it was more than hundreds of millions. I think the number I saw was almost $1 billion. They're just out of luck finishing it. I mean, this is terrorism. This is economic terrorism. And we let these crooks sit there and do it. Lauren in Texas, you're on the air with Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com.
Hey,
Lauren.
Lou. Hey, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, it's such an honor to be talking to both of you. I'm so excited. And I can't believe by some kind of divine intervention, I happen to be on the air with Mr. Rockwell. So
you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Rockwell, I sent an email to you day before yesterday. It was the night of the caucuses. I was watching the three states come in. And in total disbelief, I've watched all the debates and all the caucuses and everything. I'm a grunt on the ground. I'm on the front lines. I'm there fighting the war with you guys. And by analogies, Mr. Jones, you are the General Patton going after the neo-Nazi, whatever you want to call it, the fascist. We need a new word for this that we're in. We're making history every minute of every day. I'm always on the verge of tears. I'm always on the verge of tearing the ground up from underneath me and bringing my house down around me.
Well, stop, you know, right there. It's this type of energy. You're responding to evil the way you should. Lou, that's a great point. When the history books are written, regardless, this is going to be recognized as a great tyranny. I mean, this is a great evil. They've launched all these illegal wars, killing people. They butchered our Bill of Rights. I mean, we're fighting a real tyranny.
We are fighting a tyranny, and I think people are finally becoming, like this gentleman, energized. They're becoming knowledgeable. The Ron Paul movement is extremely unusual. Again, I think unique in the fact that his followers are readers. I mean, they read books, they learn, they teach themselves. They don't just buy what they hear from the mainstream media. In fact, they know it's full of lies, and they don't count on it. They have alternative sources of information, and they're mobilized. I would say Ron Paul's already won for the long term. I don't know what's going to happen at Tampa. I don't know what's going to happen in November. But for the long term, and I happen to think this is far more important than elections, for the long term, the intellectual movement that he started among young people, all the young people he's energized and educated, that is where the future is. That's why we're going to win.
Yeah, that's why the establishment is scared to death. That right there tells you we're winning.
Yeah, they're terrified, and they're frightened. I mean, we see article after article about this, and I think it's exactly true about how scared they are. And they're right to be scared because, of course, everything they do is based on a lie, and everything they do is based on theft, and everything they do is based on tricking people. So when Ron Paul comes along and says, you know, the federal emperor's got no clothes, everybody opens their eyes and say, hey, wait a minute, that's right. So he's already changed so many millions of hearts and minds, not only in this country, but all around the world. And this is the movement that's going to save America. This is an allied movement is what's going to overturn the tyranny. This is why I'm optimistic, despite all, admittedly, all the horrendous things that are going on.
You're right. Lauren, thank you so much for that call. Gary, Ron, Scott, Dave, I'll get to all of you. We'll get to talk to Lou Rockwell. Lou, know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for the time, and thank you for really giving us Veritas. You're absolutely right. Historically, common sense in my gut, we have already won. We are winning. Resistance is victory. God bless you, Lou. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number three, straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.